This
is After Sunday.
Welcome to another episode of After Sunday, Digging Deeper. I'm your host, Alex. Along with me today, filling in for Sky, it's our brother, Chris. Brother Chris, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you being here, and I really appreciate all that you do for this congregation and have done for the last several years.
Well, glad to be here. This is, to be the first guest, that's quite an honor.
It only took us three episodes to get a special guest in. So we will miss Sky today, but I really appreciate you being here with us. Today's topic, we are looking at the Sabbath, and our theme so far for the month has been revival, and we've revived ourselves by looking at our time. We've revived ourselves by looking at our bodies, and this week we're rethinking the Sabbath. And our brother Harrison filled in for Brother Craig today and did, I think, a wonderful job.
And I just want to say, before we talk about this topic, Harrison Gibbs, since he was in college here, I've always looked up to him as a Bible scholar. Like, he is so deep in the Word and then also good at relating it in a way that I know exactly what he's talking about. He did an excellent job today.
And he's an old friend of mine. We grew up going to Saudi, the Saudi Church of Christ together. And when they announced that he was coming back for the Student Center, they said, one of our own. And I said, no, he was at Fried Hardeman with me. He was there for, I think, a year, year and a half or so. But I consider him one of our own, and I think the Student Center considered him one of their own as well. But we're glad to have him here. The first point that he goes through, he talks about some of the root words, and I love that he does get into some of the etymology and the meaning of words here. But the Sabbath means to stop, end, cease, or die when you look at the Hebrew. And I thought to cease or die, but it really does, even if you think of the word stop or arrest, it stop whatever you're doing or break the routine. I like where he starts with that first point there.
Well, I was thinking about, as soon as we were, I guess even last week when they announced this topic of the Sabbath, I've got friends that teach up at Southern Adventist University, and Southern Adventist or Seventh-day Adventist are really very respectful. Like Friday sundown to Saturday sundown, they do not do things. And I don't think that's how we have to be anymore in the New Testament, but I really respect somebody making that such a part of their lives where they will not even consider not resting for that week.
And several of the verses that were mentioned today deal with just how serious God takes the Sabbath and enforcing. We looked at Numbers 15, and I think the verses were 32 to 36, but a man literally being put to death for picking up sticks. Now, part of me wants to say there was more to the story than just picking up sticks. My mind, you may have a different take here, but my mind went to, what was the man doing with the rest of his week? You know, was it one of those that maybe he wasn't prioritizing his work or what he should be doing? And then you get to the Sabbath and this day that's supposed to be holy, he took as a day to catch up on the things that he should have planned better for.
Well, I was thinking how grateful to be under the new covenant because, man, it was strict. And if people today were punished for their not putting the priorities in the right place, how many of us would suffer the same fate? It's a tough story.
I even think back to Nadab and Abihu for offering strange fire. They were put to death. And I think, man, I've messed up way worse than strange fire before. So I would hate to, like you said, live under the old law there.
And that really seems to be the point of Sabbath, is reverence to God, taking time to make sure we are communing with Him and recognizing our dependence on Him.
And there is a break, you know, between, I'm glad you brought this up, but the old law versus what we live under today. And that's one of the questions that we posed here, and that is, do Christians have to observe the Sabbath? And I think the point was made, you know, if you're looking at do you have to, you've missed the point. But it was a commandment at one point in time. I think the Pharisees, you know, a few thousand years later, had taken it to an extreme, even added, I think, several hundred different disclaimers that you could or couldn't do on that particular day. And that's why in Mark chapter 2, verse 23, you see the Pharisees getting onto somebody who was doing something on the Sabbath, the shafts of grain, if you will. So they did take it to an extreme, but as Christians, should we or do we have to, or is there a better way to phrase that question?
And it's such an interesting thing about balance, because the Pharisees were so into the rules that they weren't even, it wasn't about revering God anymore. I know people who are all about you know, their love of God, but then rules are kind of like a, yeah, maybe if I want to do it this way. But there's a balance between actually trying to do what God has taught us to do, but not being so into those rules that we're forgetting the purpose, the why, like Harrison was talking about.
That's a recurring theme, I think, throughout Jesus' ministry, throughout Paul's ministry, was he really attacks the Pharisees for being so legalistic and so, and I hate to use terms like that because they can be charged. You call people traditionalists or legalists, and you call others liberals or what have you. But there is a line there of things that are commanded, but things that you can't bind on other people.
Well, and here's the curveball I'm going to throw you, and I'm probably not going to class up this podcast, but during Harrison's lesson, my wife was Googling things that are according to the law or not. And to this day, people have debates. The one she found was, is it lawful or acceptable to tear toilet paper on the Sabbath? And I won't go into any more detail, but it was like people are literally debating. You should have planned ahead and had some pre-torn toilet paper. That is on like Quora.com right now, of people are debating what can you do or not do. Clearly getting into the weeds there of following these rules and missing the heart of what's the point of the rules in the first place.
But that does go back to the man picking up sticks. I don't believe it was the sticks. Or Harrison even makes the point that I think the Hebrew there could mean tree or gathering wood. Was he gathering wood for a fire that he needed to cook that he should have done earlier in the week? But where that gets into the point where we say, where was this man's priorities? And it obviously, for God to say, put this man to death, to take stones, take him outside and stone him, obviously, I think it was more than he was just, you know, being a good Samaritan, picking up some sticks or some trash on the side of the road, trying to help somebody out. It was much more of a, how's the rest of this man's life been and where are his priorities?
Well, and I like how Harrison related that back to Adam's sin, which was essentially not just trusting in God and obeying him, but, you know, not showing the reverence, which was really all Adam and Eve had to do, was trust in God and do as he asked, and yet they couldn't.
I don't want to veer us off, but I've heard people make the case they had one rule, you know, and even, you know, thousands of years before we have the Ten Commandments, and you think of all the things that you can or can't do today, and you say Adam and Eve had one rule and they broke it, but it was a big one. So we won't veer off too much into that. I do want to pull us just another avenue here that maybe wasn't talked about as much, but it was one that was on my mind, and that is, it does go along with Scripture, and that is that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. And I think even the verse of the gentleman that read this morning beforehand said humankind or humanity, something along those lines. But it was made for us, not us for the Sabbath. And there are physical and mental reasons, deviating from Scripture here just a little bit, of reasons why we need rest, why this whole theme for the month is resting our bodies, taking care of our bodies, or taking care of our time, being good stewards of your time and your bodies. And, you know, when you look at the physical reasons why people need rest, if anybody studies exercise science or anything like that, your body needs rest to remove lactate from the body, because there's a buildup whenever you're doing strength training that you need to get that out. You need time for your muscle fibers to repair. There's a lot of reasons why physically you would need to take rest. And when you look at the exercise regimens of football players, or that's, we're in the season right now, the Super Bowl's coming up. So when you look at their regimens, their rest days are equally as important as their work days. You know, they'll rest and they'll watch film, but they're resting their bodies, and those are very carefully built into their regimen. But even on the mental health side, Johns Hopkins did a study on this, and we won't go too far into it, but when you have, when you overwork your mind, the brain is just another muscle, that leads to poor decision-making. It leads to insomnia. I think sleep apnea is now being attributed to people being overworked. I don't know the connection there. I'm not a medical expert, but there's mental reasons why people should take a day of rest. And I think, again, it goes back to Scripture that the Sabbath was made for us, but we very much need that in our lives.
Well, there's such a grind culture that's been popular for the last decade or so, and I'm just now seeing people start reacting against it of like, yeah, you want to succeed, but at what cost? You want to have a life that's worth living. And I do think bringing it back to scripture in Exodus, that command talked about since creation, there's been this Sabbath, and it may just be an eternal truth that even God needed rest. So I think we all need to honor that. And I think, you know, our physical health, our mental health, and our spiritual health are all dependent on, we need to do things, but then we need to stop and we need to just kind of bask in God's glory.
And there, the more study that comes out on this for our own, even health reasons, there are very strict laws around how long your surgeon is able to work. You know, I've always joked when you go in for a medical procedure or something like that, you don't want maybe the first surgery of the day, but you also don't want the guy that's been working for 12 hours on other things because they could be tired. Yet you feel uncomfortable if somebody's going to be tired or working on you. There's very strict rules around pilots. You know, they have a very delicate job of flying a plane and hundreds of souls that they're in charge with. There's a new rule, a firm called Goldman Sachs that has an internship. It's a very well-paid, prestigious internship, but they've now cut back and said, we can't work our employees that are in this program more than 100 hours a week. And if you said, what was the rule before that, that they're capping it now at 100 hours a week and they have to give them, I think it's at least 6 hours off on a Sunday or something like that.
Surprised that lawsuit hasn't happened earlier.
I think the paychecks are good enough that they've held it off for a while. Mm-hmm. But the more research that comes out, they're starting to limit those sort of things, even if it's at ridiculous levels for now. It's a starting point. But even some of those things, you want those people to be well-rested. And the more research that comes out, the more we appreciate that rest.
Well, as a preacher's kid and, you know, good friend of Craig and Harrison, like, you know, in ministry, there's a temptation to just work, work, work. And those guys have to really watch burnout because we need them. Like, we need them at their best. But if they do too much, we're not going to have that. So I think it's good to remind them, hey, go do the thing you want to do. Go to the beach, Craig. That's good.
Absolutely. And getting some much needed R&R at this point. And that's the thing, when you're in a position like a minister, you feel guilty for taking time off because the work is so important. We look at the people that I've mentioned, Goldman Sachs bankers or medical professionals, and we say, well, that's an important job. Well, as a minister, when you're in charge of people's souls, how much more important? And you would feel guilty, but I think we have to remind ourselves, even Jesus took time off. And how he did so, I think, is as important. He would go to a quiet place. You know, he wouldn't go, there wasn't parties. He wasn't, you know, trying to listen to a podcast while he was driving, and that's what he called rest, even though I hope some of you are listening to this while you're driving, but 10 and 2, please. But he went to a quiet place. It was a place of isolation where he could gather his thoughts and actually could enjoy some amount of rest in that time period.
I had wondered if Harrison would bring this up because I really think it's a very similar, it's not Sabbath, and it's not really commanded to go meditate or go pray on a mountain, but Jesus did that often. And I think there's so much value. And as Harrison said, we're surrounded by mountains or just beautiful places. On your drive home, you could stop your car and watch the sunset and just, you know, bask in God's glory and give thanks. And there's so much we can do.
Absolutely. There was only one more point that I had here, and that was when we try and implement this. There were 8 ways that I think Harrison mentions here. There's just one that I want to zero in on, and that is how do we keep the Sabbath today? And I liked all of the points that he made, but I really liked the first one, and that is prepare in advance. I think that it's on our calendar for a reason, and I don't understand enough to go into the history of calendars. Was it the first day or the last day of the week and that sort of thing? But it is a scheduled time. From the very beginning, God rested on the seventh day. In Genesis 2, it was on the Sabbath day. It was scheduled ahead of time. And the first point there was prepare in advance. And I think you really have to prepare. You have to prioritize all of the other things you have going on in your life, but also prepare to take that rest. And you don't have to be rude about telling people, you know, no, I can't do this or I won't be there. But try and plan for some amount of time during your week to say, I need to recharge my battery, because even Jesus did.
Well, and that's what I was thinking about as, you know, we schedule worship, we schedule Bible study. We sometimes don't schedule serving others as much as we maybe should be doing. And we certainly don't schedule in the same way the Sabbath, like God's people used to do. And I'm a big fan of opening it up throughout your week. There's times you can set aside and make sure that you're just thinking about, I'm in Christ. Christ is in me. And if I don't think about that throughout my day, I lose focus of who I am. But I am in Christ and Christ is in me. That's what I want to do more concentrating on this year.
Absolutely. And I believe that's a wonderful way for us to close out today. Brother Chris, I really appreciate you being here. I really appreciate everything you do, both in the church and outside of it. The world and the church is a better place for it. So thank you for joining us today. Thank you all for listening. Until we meet again, God bless you all, and we'll see you next week.
This is After Sunday.